pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
This is the Global News Podcast from the BBC World Service.
Zero.
President Biden has acknowledged that inflation is affecting people's lives in the United States, where the annual rate announced on Friday was at a four-decade high. Prices rose by 6.8% in November compared with the same month last year.
One.
But Mr. Biden said he thought the inflation rate had now peaked and would come down faster than people thought.
It's a real bump in the road. It does affect families. When you walk in the grocery store and you're paying more for whatever you're purchasing, it matters. It matters to people. When you're paying more for gas, although in some states we've got the price down below $3 a gallon, but the point is, it's not gone down quickly enough, but I think it will.
I asked our business reporter Samira Hussein in New York why inflation is soaring.
Two.
It's a big confluence of issues that have all come together all at once. So there's the continuing supply chain disruptions that you're experiencing basically all around the world. It's getting more expensive and it's more difficult to get goods moving around the world. So that's one part of it. But if you look at consumer demand here in the United States, it's still really high. It means people still want things. And that, coupled with the increase in housing costs, that has all come together at once, this kind of trifecta. And that's really why you're seeing that inflation has really shot up in the last month.
President Biden is insisting that prices will fall. How could he be so sure?
Three.
I think that is something that the White House is going to have to grapple with quite soon, because if you speak to people on the ground amongst consumers, so everyday Americans, there's a lot of concern that these price increases are going to stick around. And if you speak to business owners, well, they say once prices kind of increase for them in terms of the raw goods that they have to purchase, once you see a price increase, it's very rare to see prices come down. So I think a lot of people are starting to get pretty concerned that some of the increases, at least, are here to stay.
Four.
Well, the US has placed financial sanctions on a Chinese software company and two political leaders in the Xinjiang region over the persecution of the Uyghur population. China denies incarcerating more than 1 million Uyghurs in prison camps. The US also targeted Myanmar and other countries, as Ali Mutbul reports from Washington.
The sanctions announced by the US Department of the Treasury include the first new punitive measures imposed on North Korea during the Biden administration, targeting Pyongyang's prosecutor's office. They also include sanctions against individuals associated with a police unit in Bangladesh accused of extrajudicial killings and disappearances, and with the military in Myanmar. And the Treasury placed an investment ban on the Chinese artificial intelligence company SenseTime, accusing it of developing facial recognition technology that focused on identifying ethnic Uyghurs.
5.
The High Court in London has paved the way for the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited to the United States to face trial there. The US had appealed against a ruling by a lower court in January, which blocked the extradition request because of concerns about Julian Assange's mental health. Lawyers for him have warned that if convicted, he could face a sentence of up to 175 years in prison.
6.
Our home and legal correspondent Dominic Casciani reports.
As Julian Assange's supporters tied yellow ribbons to the gates of the High Court, two of England's most senior judges overturned a block on him facing trial in the United States for stealing and publishing thousands of its secrets 10 years ago. Mr. Assange says those leaks exposed American crimes. Washington says he endangered ordinary Iraqis and Afghans who had helped US forces fight terrorists. He spent 7 years hiding in Ecuador's London embassy until he was dragged out by police in 2019 and taken to jail, where he's been ever since.
7.
Today, the Lord Chief Justice said that when the Magistrates' Court, which deals with extradition, was told Mr. Assange could kill himself in a US jail, Washington was denied the chance to offer clear assurances. The US has now promised that he won't be put into harsh solitary confinement in America's most secure jail, and says he'll even be allowed to serve any sentence in Australia, where he's from.
8.
Mr. Assange's partner, Stella Morris, says the assurances are worthless, and they'll find a way to appeal further. Mr. Assange's lawyers have failed to convince any court so far that he's a journalist whose freedom of speech is being breached. And if he can't launch a fresh appeal in the coming weeks on that point or any other, the US request to take Mr. Assange into custody will ultimately land on the Home Secretary's desk for her final approval.
This is the Global News Podcast from the BBC World Service.
0.
President Biden has acknowledged that inflation is affecting people's lives in the United States, where the annual rate announced on Friday was at a four-decade high. Prices rose by 6.8% in November compared with the same month last year.
1.
But Mr. Biden said he thought the inflation rate had now peaked and would come down faster than people thought.
It's a real bump in the road. It does affect families. When you walk in the grocery store and you're paying more for whatever you're purchasing, it matters. It matters to people. When you're paying more for gas, although in some states we've got the price down below $3 a gallon, but the point is, it's not gone down quickly enough, but I think it will.
I asked our business reporter Samira Hussein in New York why inflation is soaring.
Two.
It's a big confluence of issues that have all come together all at once. So there's the continuing supply chain disruptions that you're experiencing basically all around the world. It's getting more expensive and it's more difficult to get goods moving around the world. So that's one part of it. But if you look at consumer demand here in the United States, it's still really high. It means people still want things. And that, coupled with the increase in housing costs, that has all come together at once, this kind of trifecta. And that's really why you're seeing that inflation has really shot up in the last month.
President Biden is insisting that prices will fall. How could he be so sure?
Three.
I think that is something that the White House is going to have to grapple with quite soon, because if you speak to people on the ground amongst consumers, so everyday Americans, there's a lot of concern that these price increases are going to stick around. And if you speak to business owners, well, they say once prices kind of increase for them in terms of the raw goods that they have to purchase, once you see a price increase, it's very rare to see prices come down. So I think a lot of people are starting to get pretty concerned that some of the increases, at least, are here to stay.
Four.
Well, the US has placed financial sanctions on a Chinese software company and two political leaders in the Xinjiang region over the persecution of the Uyghur population. China denies incarcerating more than a million Uyghurs in prison camps. The U.S. also targeted Myanmar and other countries, as Ali Mutbul reports from Washington.
The sanctions announced by the U.S. Department of the Treasury include the first new punitive measures imposed on North Korea during the Biden administration, targeting Pyongyang's prosecutor's office. They also include sanctions against individuals associated with a police unit in Bangladesh accused of extrajudicial killings and disappearances, and with the military in Myanmar. And the Treasury placed an investment ban on the Chinese artificial intelligence company SenseTime, accusing it of developing facial recognition technology that focused on identifying ethnic Uyghurs.
Five.
High Court in London has paved the way for the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited to the United States to face trial there. The US had appealed against a ruling by a lower court in January which blocked the extradition request because of concerns about Julian Assange's mental health. Lawyers for him have warned that if convicted, he could face a sentence of up to 175 years in prison.
Six.
Our home and legal correspondent Dominic Casciani reports.
As Julian Assange's supporters tied yellow ribbons to the gates of the High Court, two of England's most senior judges overturned a block on him facing trial in the United States for stealing and publishing thousands of its secrets 10 years ago. Mr. Assange says those leaks exposed American crimes. Washington says he endangered ordinary Iraqis and Afghans who had helped US forces fight terrorists. He spent 7 years hiding in Ecuador's London embassy until he was dragged out by police in 2019 and taken to jail, where he's been ever since.
Seven.
Today, the Lord Chief Justice said that when the Magistrates Court, which deals with extradition, was told Mr. Assange could kill himself in a US jail, Washington was denied the chance to offer clear assurances. The US has now promised that he won't be put into harsh solitary confinement in America's most secure jail, and says he will even be allowed to serve any sentence in Australia, where he's from.
8.
Mr. Assange's partner, Stella Morris, says the assurances are worthless and they'll find a way to appeal further. Mr. Assange's lawyers have failed to convince any court so far that he's a journalist whose freedom of speech is being breached. And if he can't launch a fresh appeal in the coming weeks on that point or any other, the US request to take Mr. Assange into custody will ultimately land on the Home Secretary's desk for her final approval.